Hey, stranger. Long time no see. Sorry I didn't text before coming over. I was just on my way home. Thought I'd drop by and surprise you. See how you're doing. Maybe borrow that book you were talking about. It's not too far out of the way. Don't worry. So how have you been? What, this? It may or may not be a batch of your favorite cookies. Fresh baked. I'm pretty sure they're still warm. I brought a six-pack, too, because, you know, I couldn't stop by without bringing gifts, right? That would just be rude. Okay, so maybe I had every intention of coming over when I left my place, but it's just been way too long since we saw each other. So, you gonna let me in or leave me waiting? Thanks. It was getting pretty cold out there. Mind taking these while I strip off some layers? Get your mind out of the gutter, silly. I'm just taking off my coat and scarf. Unless things go really well for you tonight. Now, how's the new year been treating you? Anything fun or interesting going on? Any new hobbies? Or, I don't know, new books or games or anything? Yeah, I know I could have just called you, but I felt like if I didn't visit, I was gonna go insane. Maybe I had to see with my own two eyes how you're doing. How's the fam? Is your mom still working on her driftwood art hobby? How about work? Is your boss still... Oh, okay. You know what? Let's not talk about work for now. New topic. How about your favorite sports team? They did a great job getting that thing into the thing, right? An even better topic. If you play your cards right, then maybe you might be able to get the thing into the thing, too. I know I'm cheesy, but I made you smile. So, are you going to indulge me? How have you been? Like, really, how have you been? No, don't give me that. I know what fine means. Oh, hon, you've been that lonely? Well, you know what they say. A great cure for loneliness is masturbation. Oh, come on, I had to crack that joke. Besides, it's apparently been proven right. No, really. I saw something on one of the mental health sites. Like, it not only helps with loneliness, but with anxiety and stress and a bunch of stuff like that. Masturbation has actually been highly recommended during the lockdowns. I'll look it up later and show you. But for now, maybe I can help make things a little bit better, at least for tonight. How? I'm sure we could come up with hundreds of ways. But for now, I think I'll make dinner. Yes, I can cook. Thank you very much. Not in a kitchen that looks like this, though. So first, we clean. Yes, we. Crack open one of those drinks and roll up your sleeves. Here, show me where the... Oh, come on, don't make that face. Cleaning doesn't have to be a chore when you have someone to help out. Here, I'll tell you what. If you can find that speaker of yours that hooks up to the phone, I'll turn on some music and we can have some fun with it. I won't Rickroll you this time, I promise. Come on, dance with me. Yeah, there you go. Move your hips. Hey, I just realized something. We're not wearing masks. Are we going completely maskless tonight? So much for using protection. You know, I could just move in. Then we wouldn't be breaking any rules, right? I think we're allowed to hang out in small groups now. But it's still a really great excuse for me to bring my toothbrush over next time, isn't it? Maybe after things clear up a bit more. Still, it's fun to think about. There, see? Isn't it so much easier when we work as a team? Everything's all tidied, and it looks like I can get to work on dinner. So you never told me. What am I making for you tonight? That sounds good. You have everything in the fridge? Okay, I'll get started. Your job is to scroll through Netflix and pick out a movie. Just no gross horror movies, please. Maybe something funny? You always pick movies that make me laugh. You have a really good sense of humor. Oh, you're already asking about dessert? I already brought part of it with me. Yes, part of it. Use your imagination. Or better yet, just wait until after dinner. I'll be happy to demonstrate for you. So, did you find a good movie? It's a surprise, huh? All right, fine. I guess I'll just wait and see. It looks like we could both use a new drink. Dinner's well on its way. In fact, I was just about to check. Here, grab me the oven mitt. Thanks. It smells so good. And it looks like it's done. Right on time, too. I just turned the heat down on the veggies a few minutes ago. Let me just get this out of the oven and... Hey! No pinching! That's dangerous, I'm holding something hot. Plus, that comes later. You have to eat dinner before you get your dessert. It'll be well worth the wait, I promise. Now, if you can grab the plates, I'll get everything dished out and we can dig in. Oh, speaking of food, did you see that the pizza place we used to go to is still open? You know that one with the amazing crust? It looks like they managed to make the switch to delivery and curbside pickup before the business took too much of a nosedive. They're even taking orders online. Yeah, we can totally order from there next time. That means we'd be able to start the movie sooner, too. I'm really glad they survived all the shutdowns that have been happening, especially after our teriyaki place closed up shop last month. You see, not everything's falling apart. I saw just last week the toy shop downtown is still going strong too. So, you know, if we're feeling adventurous, we can always pick something up to spice up our evening of pizza in bed. I see you smiling. What kind of toy would you want to get for me? Ooh, or better yet, what kind of toy would you get for us? You're turning as red as my lipstick. It could be a fun date, though. Or, even better than ordering a pizza and watching a movie, we could go on a trip to the toy shop, pick out something fun that we could both enjoy, grab the pizza on the way home, just you and me and like a game of who can make the other one come first. Are your ears turning red now, too? You're so cute and shy. It's actually kind of sexy. No, really. It makes me want to nibble on them. No joke, though. It's really nice to see your smile again. And it's even better when I'm the reason for it. So, what did you think of dinner? Really? Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. Tell you what. If you clear the table, I'll put the leftovers away. Deal? Great. I'll even put some in a smaller container so you can have an easy lunch for tomorrow. Let's see. The table's clear, the dishes are clean, the food's put away. I think it's time for that movie. Oh, dessert. Yeah, we can enjoy the dessert after. Or during? Maybe both? Is both good? Yeah, both is good. I'm glad we can agree. There is something missing, though. Oh, not what I was thinking, but a blanket to snuggle under. That's a great idea. Let's get the popcorn. Hey, there's always room for popcorn. You still have that air popper, right? I'll get it going. This is perfect. What do you mean you're gonna add your own special kind of seasoning to it? Well, I do love the way you taste. Hey, no wasting popcorn. Unless you're officially declaring a popcorn war against me. Oh, you were trying to throw it in my mouth? Here, try again. I can think of better things to wrap my lips around. But two can play at this game. Open up. Ooh, 2 points. Ah, so close. Try again. Oh, that one went really low. Oh, you are aiming for my cleavage. Looks like you have great aim when it comes to that, at least. All right, I guess we should get the movie going before we use up all the popcorn goofing around. Here, I'll grab the blanket. Can you pass me a cookie? What? We did talk about having dessert with and after the movie, right? What's wrong with popcorn and cookies? Salty can taste amazing with sweet. I should know. Start the movie, get your butt over here. Snuggle time is exactly what you need right now. Oh, hey, I wanted to say thanks. For, well, being you. Tonight's been a lot of fun and we haven't even gotten to the best part yet. I've just missed chatting with you and goofing off with you. And snuggling up with you. I think I needed this just as much as you did. Yeah, let's not wait so long next time.